But by the command of Allah Ta'ala, this trumpet is a huge object in the form of an animal horn. By the blowing of the trumpet, the earth and skies will split into pieces. All of creation will pass away, and the souls of those who had passed away will become unconscious. However, those whom Allah Ta'ala wishes to protect will remain in a state of consciousness. A period of time will elapse in this way. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, the world will be recreated. The trumpet will be blown a second time. The whole world will once again come into existence. The dead will be given life, and all will gather in their bodily form on the plains of Qiyamah. Facing difficulties there, the people will proceed to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, requesting them to intercede on their behalf. Finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, which is referred to as Shafa'atul Kubra. Each person's good and evil actions will be weighed. There will be reckoning for these deeds. Some will enter Jannah without reckoning. The book of deeds will be placed in the right hand of the pious and in the left hand of the evildoers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will give his ummah water to drink from the pond of Kawthar. This water will be whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. Every person will have to cross the bridge called Sirat. The righteous will cross it and reach Jannah, while the evildoers will fall from it into Jahannam. Belief number 4. On the day of Qiyamah, the good will intercede on behalf of the evildoers by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will grant the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the ulama, the martyrs, the Quran, Sharif, and the angels the opportunity to intercede on behalf of only the Muslims. There will be different forms of intercession. Number 1, for the commencement of reckoning, this will be specifically granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number 2, for ease at the reckoning and questioning. Number 3, on behalf of sinners, so that they are not entered into Jahannam. Number 4, on behalf of sinners thrown into Jahannam, to be removed from there. And number 5, for elevation of the ranks of Muslims. Belief number 5, Allah Ta'ala reserves the right to punish one due to committing major sins, or to forgive one's major sins by his mere grace and not punish him. However, Allah Ta'ala will never forgive those who passed away ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala, or those who died in the state of kufr, disbelief. Belief number 6, besides those people that have been given glad tidings of Jannah by Rasulullah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot categorically declare any other person to be a dweller of Jannah. However, it is necessary to entertain good thoughts and have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala by observing positive signs. So we cannot say he is definitely a Jannati, but the signs are showing, inshallah, we call hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person will enter into Jannah. Belief number 7, Jahannam has been created, in which there are fires, snakes, scorpions, and various other forms of punishment. The dwellers of Jahannam who possess an iota of Iman will undergo punishment for their evil actions, and will eventually enter Jannah by the intercession of the Anbiya alayhi muslim and pious people, no matter how sinful they are. As for the disbelievers and polytheists, they will remain in Jahannam forever, and they will never experience death. Belief number 8, Jannah has also been created. There are various forms of bounties and comfort therein. The dwellers of Jannah will never experience any fear or sorrow. They will reside therein forever. They will never be taken out from there, nor will they experience death. Only believers will enter Jannah. No disbeliever will ever enter Jannah. Belief number 9, both Jannah and Jahannam are physical and material places. The comforts of Jannah and the horrors of Jahannam are literal and physical, and not figurative expressions conveying some mental or spiritual state of pleasure and pain. Belief number 10, the greatest bounty to be experienced by the dwellers of Jannah is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such enjoyment will be experienced by the dweller of Jannah by this vision, that all other bounties will appear to be insignificant. And belief number 11, no person in this world, in a state of wakefulness, has ever seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor will anyone be able to see Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of this. Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 19th juz, 19th para was recited. In the beginning of this, para before this, Surah Furqan commenced. Surah before that was Surah Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained very clearly certain adab and etiquette in a person's life to create nur within a person, And Allah has given us the Nur, the Quran Sharif, which is very, very clear. And a person can see the most pure, the most beautiful way. In Surah Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that now when the light is there, then there's hijabat, there are veils sometimes. And a person cannot see because of these veils, certain doubts which a person has got. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this doubt. First in the beginning, regarding the doubts, regarding Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah answers that. Then certain things about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Risalat, Ma'ali hadha rasul ya'kulu ta'am. Some doubts people had regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer to that. That these people complain that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's going and eating food, he's walking in the marketplace. How come he's not an angel? Then we could have understood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's nothing new. All the past Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they came and they used to eat food also, they used to walk in the marketplaces. Just they are human beings, they're not angels. And they are a beautiful example for a person. If they were angels, then men would have said, how can I follow these angels? It's not possible. These are angels. They are celestial creatures. They don't eat, they don't drink. They don't understand our desires, what we go through in life. But Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they had the same feelings like human beings. So in this way, then men can look up to them as an example. This is my role model. He's also a human being like me. So Allah Ta'ala answers this. Then the people, they had doubts about the Quran Sharif, that why doesn't the angel come to us? We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we know the Quran Sharif is definite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they've got a lot of pride within themselves and arrogance, that they are actually demanding this. The day when they will see the angels, there won't be any glad tidings for them, and the day will be a time of great, great punishment for them. And one of the reasons why these people have all of these doubts is because of the company which they keep. And this company, it will lead sometimes a person to complete destruction. Allah Ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. The day the oppressor is biting his own hands. And he's saying, oh, if only I had taken a past friendship with the Anbiya alayhi wasalam with the Rasul. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَ اتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Oh, destruction, woe to me. Why did I take so-and-so person as my friend? He turned me away from the zikr and the reminder from the Quran Sharif after he had come to me. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. All shaitan, whether it's a jinn, shaitan or human friends who are shaitan in a human form, they will leave man at the time when he's in the most in need of it. And then on that day, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Anbiya will complain that, oh Allah, my people have taken the Quran and thrown it behind their back. So this is, ulama have mentioned different reasons, different ways a person throws the Quran Sharif behind his back. Sometimes a person has got the Quran, he believes in the Quran, but he doesn't shows towards the Quran Sharif. Or he doesn't accept every command of the Quran Sharif, some he accepts, some he doesn't accept. Or despite having the Quran Sharif, he follows some other law besides the law of the Quran Sharif. These are all examples of throwing the Quran Sharif behind our back. So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions other proofs of his tawheed and his oneness. That if a person sees this, he will have a clear furqan, a differentiation between the truth, the truth and falsehood, tawheed and kufr and shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the day and the night, the shadow which a person has got. This is the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends all the different winds and the pure water which Allah ta'ala sends down. Dead lands come back to life. How people drink from it, animals drink from it. The oceans, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the different waters, the river water and the ocean water different. And Allah has made a barrier, so all the waters don't join together. So a person gets also sweet water from the rivers. And in the ocean there is so salty and bitter water. But Allah has made a barzakh and a barrier between them. From water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings, and Allah has made a whole family system. All of this are great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person sees all of this here, then automatically he must become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of this para, he mentions there are two groups. One group, the arrogance increases after seeing all the clear proofs. Now the hijabs and veils have been removed from a person, he's supposed to have accepted. But these people, it increases them in their nafrat and the dislike of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn more away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, you get Ibadur Rahman. And here Allah mentions about 12 qualities which they have got. The first one is that yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna, they walk on the earth with humility within themselves. And when people of ignorance speak to them, they don't start fighting and arguing. Qalu salama. They make salam to these people. They go away from those people. And they do not cause harm to those people. Then in the night, they spend the night making sajda and standing up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They still have got fear in their hearts, even though they are doing all the good actions. رَبَّنَا اسْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Oh Allah, remove from us the azab of Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam, because the punishment is extremely severe. And these are the people who spend their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they do not go to extremes. One is they're not stingy on one side, and they don't spend so much that it puts them into difficulty, but they choose a moderate path. and they do not ever take partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never ever kill people unjustly, and they never commit adultery and fornication. Such people, they will be severely punished. Actually, Allah says, يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُعَانَا. Punishment will be double for them on the day of Qiyamah, and they will live in Jahannam for a very long time with great disgrace. Except إِلَّا مَنْ تَعَبَ وَآمَنَ. A person who makes tawbah, he's got iman, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and he does good actions. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will change all of the evil qualities into good qualities. So this quality of tawbah is extremely beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who has made tawbah and he does good actions, Allah says, actually he has turned his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one quality of the ibadur rahman, the servants of Allah ta'ala. They always make tawbah for the evils which they are doing. And وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They do not give false testimony when they go to court. They have to speak regarding something. They do not speak lies and give false testimony. This is one meaning. Another meaning is وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They do not go to places of falsehood. They do not go to clubs, cinemas, places where a person wastes his time, like example in today's time, sports stadiums, cricket and soccer and all of these taking place. They are completely futile, have no benefit for a person in his life. So they do not attend such places. And when they have to pass by love and futility, they pass by with honor and respect. They don't look down upon the people they are walking past. They make dua of hidayat for them. But they themselves do not get involved in these things. And when ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited to them, they immediately accept it. They do not fall down upon it deaf and blind, but they accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are not only concerned about themselves, but they are making this beautiful dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. That, O Allah, make our children and our families the coolness of our eyes. That is, when we see them, we will see them in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will see them in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will see them with good health. We will see them with goodness in this dunya. We will see them with goodness in akhirat. A beautiful dua for a person's family, for a person's children. And O Allah, make us the imams of the muttaqeen. A different meaning is given, one beautiful meaning. That, O Allah, give us such high levels of taqwa that other people will look at us and they will follow us also, and we will get the reward in our book of deeds. That they will take us as an imam. So give us the highest levels of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, people who have got these qualities, they are the ones who will be given high, high, lofty places in Jannah, where they will remain therein forever and forever. Allah ta'ala make us among those people. In the next surah, Surah Shu'ara, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two qualities, Al-Aziz Al-Rahim, that Allah is most powerful and Allah is most merciful. And Allah's suluk and Allah's manner of dealing with people is according to these two qualities. When the hijabat and all the veils are removed now, a person has to accept. Those people who are prepared to accept, then Allah Ta'ala showers His rahmat and mercy, special mercies upon them. And those who are not prepared to accept, then Allah Ta'ala's quality of aziz, of dominance, of power, of punishment, overcomes those people. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this surah mentions many, many stories of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam incidents. First one, Allah Ta'ala commences with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Because the person who Musa alayhi salam went to Fir'aun, he was the worst kind of gunawi sin he had done. Other people make shirk with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But he actually said, I am Allah. I am an Rabbukum al-A'la. I am the great Rabb, creator and sustainer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his incident in great detail here, how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to him, and the propaganda he made against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he defeats Fir'aun and all the magicians, and how eventually they all accept Iman. Fir'aun, or the magicians accept Iman, and Fir'aun becomes extremely upset, and he wants to kill them. But they got the highest levels of Iman. They said, that doesn't matter, we're going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will hope Allah will forgive us. But how Allah's help and assistance eventually comes to Musa alayhi salam and his people. They are able to cross, Allah ta'ala opens the oceans for them. They are able to cross it, and Fir'aun and his people are destroyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that his rahmat and mercy came from Musa alayhi salam and the people of Iman. And Allah's quality of ghalba and dominance and power came over Fir'aun, and he and his people were completely destroyed. Then is the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he leaves his people of who are idol worshippers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he made some beautiful ma'rifat of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the one who created me, Allah is the one who guides me, Allah is the one who gives me to eat, Allah is the one who gives me to drink. When I become sick, Allah is the one who gives me shifa and cure, Allah is the one who gives death to me, Allah is the one day after who gives life to me. And he mentioned all of this, the great ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the one who I hope he will forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. After Ibrahim alayhi salam made five beautiful du'as. Rabbi habli hukman wa alhaqni bis salihin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me one meaning of hukman, great knowledge, by which a person will be able to differentiate between the truth and falsehood. Grant me such knowledge, and always keep me in the company of the pious and the righteous people. وَجَعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Make me such that people will speak good after I leave this world. People will praise me. I have done such good actions in my life. They will praise me in true praises for qualities which I had. Oh Allah, give me such qualities in my life, and then people will follow me, so I will get the reward in the year after. وَجَعَلْنِي مِي وَرَسَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. Make me amongst the people who live in Jannah, and forgive my parents, my father. He is misguided. Let me give him hidayat. He wasn't a Muslim. Allah, give him hidayat. And Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah, the day when nobody's money and no one's children will benefit them. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Except a person will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart, with a pure heart. A heart, Hazrat mentions here that the opposite of qalb salim is qalb saqim, a sick heart. So a person whose heart is sick with kufr, with shirk, with ma'asiyat and sin and guna, this person will not be saved on the day of Qiyamah. But a person who comes with a sound heart, as Rakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi from Ruhul Ma'ani, he has mentioned five tafsirs, explanations of qalb salim, that the person with a pure heart is a person, number one, who spends his money in the correct avenues. And number two, he advises and brings his children onto the right path, onto the straight path. It shows a person has got a sound heart. And number three, a person whose aqaid and his beliefs are free from all incorrect and corrupt beliefs. He's got sound beliefs, correct belief structure. Number four, is that person whose heart is free and ghalabati shahawat, abundance of shahawat and desires, which will lead a person to the fire of Jahannam. To have desires is no problem, but to have excessive desires by which a person breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this shows a person's heart is not pure and it's not clean and it's not a healthy heart. And number five, which is the highest level which a person must aspire towards, a person whose heart is free from everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is completely coming to a person's heart. His connection is completely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the dua which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, and he thinks that on the day of Qiyamah, if you've got a sound heart, this will help and save a person. Stories of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned, and they went to their people, and all came with the same message. Allah tattaqoon, won't you build up a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Won't you worship Allah ta'ala? Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Follow me. I'm a messenger who has come to you, and I'm amanadar, I'm trustworthy. I'm not asking you for any money. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want your benefit. And I've come to you with a clear message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions all of these nations. The kings, Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, went to them. But some different reasons they had. And they were not prepared to accept. Hud alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They were the ones who were building huge palaces and huge houses. They were so involved and enamored in this that they were not prepared to accept him. They were destroyed. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. They were also enjoying themselves in all kinds of luxuries. From the mountains they used to carve out beautiful houses, not prepared to accept him. They also, the sign of Allah ta'ala came to them. They actually tried to kill and destroy the sign of Allah ta'ala. They were destroyed. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, involved in the evil action of homosexuality, and they had exceeded all bounds. So they wanted to actually expel Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. He exclaimed very clearly, Inni li amalikum min al qalin. I've got great hatred. Qalin ashadul bughd, severe, intense hatred for this amal and this action of you people. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi najini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Oh Allah, save me and my family from the evil actions which they are doing. Around us there's all of this fitna and evil taking place of homosexuality and every kind of immorality. The person has to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save myself and my family members from all of these evil actions. And he must show his dislike and hatred. Inni la'amalikum min al-fadi. They've got hatred for this evil action of these people. Allah Ta'ala protected him by his quality of Rahim, and he destroyed the other people with the quality of Aziz. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people, and they were cheating in their business dealings, in their transactions. They also eventually were destroyed. And finally, in the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the munafiqeen in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you will accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will be successful. And if you do not accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the Quran Sharif has come to you, it's an extremely clear kitab, which is signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. If you do not accept this, then you also will be completely destroyed. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded here in this last page to invite his family members towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. When a person is giving da'wah, if one of the first places he must give da'wah to is his own family members. But if they are not prepared to accept, there's no problem for him giving da'wah to others. But if a person gives da'wah to his family members and they accept, it becomes extremely easy for a person now for himself to remain firm on deen and to invite other people to show them and be an example for other people. So this is one effort a person has to make upon his family members. The next surah is Suratul Naml. And here the ulama say that the After Allah Ta'ala's clear signs are mentioned, Allah Ta'ala doesn't immediately punish the person. It's like a person has got a sore on his hand. So you don't immediately remove it. But once it's sore, now it ripens. And now the thing is, it's going to cause harm to other portions of the body. It will cause gangrene. So now the doctor will remove that cancerous that filth and the dirt, whatever is in the body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that surah also has mentioned that those people, before the sickness became extreme and they made tawbah, Allah ta'ala accepted their tawbah. But there were certain other people who they did not make tawbah and they continued on the evil ways. And now that evil had become compounded. So now there was a need now for the certain to come and remove that filth and that evil, that madda, that corrupt matter. So that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send his punishment down upon people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off mentioning about the Quran Sharif. Allah has given us this year. And the people of Iman are those people who establish Salah. They are giving their zakat. And they have complete yaqeen and akhirat in the year after. Those who do not believe in the year after, we have beautified the actions for them. And they will remain in their blindness. The blindness not of the eyes, but the blindness of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And how the people were destroyed there. And then Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has given them many, many bounties. But the bounty which Allah Ta'ala specially mentions is here, وَلَقَدْ آتِينَا دَاوُدَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Allah had given them knowledge. So it shows a great virtue of the knowledge of deen. And they made shukran and they thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of these bounties. Allah, you've given us fadl and grace over many of your servants. So there's one special quality which was found amongst them to make the to have the quality of shukr, to be appreciative to Allah Ta'ala's bounties. And the incident is mentioning of the Hudhud, this one bird which goes to the people of Bilqis. And these people were idol worshippers, worshipping the sun. And eventually how he was a means of hidayat for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that if a person is prepared to accept one bird or two is sufficient for a person's hidayat. In the next incident, Allah mentions about Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to his people, a very big camel Allah ta'ala gave to his people. And despite being such a big sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not prepared to accept. So they were destroyed. So it just depends how much a person is prepared to accept. But a small thing also a person of iman is prepared to accept, or a person who's got a sound intellect will accept. But if a huge signs of Allah Ta'ala come to a person and he's not prepared, he remains in pride, and eventually Allah Ta'ala will destroy such a person. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and the great bounties which Allah had given to him. And he said, "Hada min fadli Rabbi liyabluwani ashkuru am akfur." This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people in their shops, in their businesses, they call the "Hada min fadli Rabbi." But the next line they don't put there, "Liyabluwani ashkuru am akfur." This Allah has given me this grace to test me. Will I make shukr or will I be ungrateful? A person who makes shukr, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. He's only making shukr and he's thanking Allah for his own benefit. But a person who is ungrateful, then remember Allah is completely independent and he's the most gracious and most kind. So anyhow, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, she was worshipping the sun. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made his palace was very beautiful and he had one place, there was water and above it there was glass. In today's time we see these things also, people have this glass. So you walk on top of the glass. So this glass was very thin, and it seemed like it was water. So when she started walking over it, she lifted up her dress and she exposed her legs because she thought she's going to fall into the water. But then she understood she had made a mistake and this was not actually the water, it was actually a glass over the water. So then she understood that what I was seeing was the mazahir of the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun is one of the signs of the great Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made a mistake. What was the sign of Allah's Qudrat? I thought it was actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, what I thought was the water was actually the glass. It was the thing which was making apparent the water. So then she realized a big mistake and immediately she accepts Iman. When the light of Iman goes into her heart and then she is saved in this world also and Allah gave her great, great honor. And as we had mentioned, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. A clear sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not prepared to accept it and they actually wanted to destroy the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made all of their planning. Eventually they were destroyed. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam over and over in the Quran Sharif. Allah mentions about them. Did you people commit immoral actions? Wantum tubsirun. While you are in open, in public also, you people are seeing one another doing these evil actions. Are you going to fulfill your desires with men, leaving aside women folk? But what was his people's answer? Take out Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Innahu munasu yatatoharun. They want to remain pure. Purity became an evil quality in the eyes of those people. So Allah said, we saved him and his family members. But his wife, she had liking for the evil actions. So unfortunately, she remained behind with them. And وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. We send down rain upon them. What an evil rain that Allah Ta'ala sent down of stones. Completely destroyed them. Tell them, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made the path very, very clear. And salam be upon his servants who Allah has chosen, the Anbiya Alayhi Wasallam especially, because they have shown us the beautiful path. the person will follow that path, he will be safe. And all praises are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and not to any idols, whatever people are worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد عن ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان سلمان في عصابة يذكرون الله فمر بهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكفوا فقال إني رأيت الرحمة تنزل عليكم فأحببت أن أشارككم فيها رواه أحمد حضرت ثابت رضي الله تعالى عنه فرماتے ہیں کہ سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه ایک جماعت کے ساتھ اللہ کے ذکر میں مشغول تھے کہ ان پر حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا گزر ہوا تو وہ ذکر سے رک گئے تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا میں نے تم پر رحمت کو نازل ہوتے دیکھا تو میں نے چاہا کہ میں بھی اس میں تمہارے ساتھ شامل ہو جاؤں حضرت سلمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was once making ذکر of Almighty Allah سبحانہ وتعالی together with his companions نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم passed by them due to which they stopped نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to them Verily I have seen the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raining upon you thus I desired to also come and join you once again Hazrat Salman رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was once making the dhikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together with his companions نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم passed by them due to which they stopped نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to them Verily I have seen the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raining upon you thus I desired to also come and join you